from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting. Tensions rise in Catalonia. Catalonia's leader, Carles Puigdemont, said Thursday the Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue and follows through on its threat to strip the region of its autonomy. The concern here is for Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which calls for autonomous entities like Catalonia to fulfill state obligations or be stripped of power. Elena Jiménez-Botías is the director of Òmnium Cultural, an organization that supports Catalonian independence.
To repress population, its own citizens, to repress, to put us in jail, to do what? It's full of families and peaceful citizens.
Davant la presència inqualificable.
Agustí Corbero is the vice president of the Catalan National Council. He says with the unspeakable presence of the political prisoners, there is a need to take to the streets again. Therefore, I believe that from this point of view, this mobilization is only for those who have a certain political view, but it is necessary for Catalans to stand up in defense of their rights and freedoms. If Catalonia's regional leader, Carles Puigdemont, returns a yes to independence answer to Spain's central government on Thursday, Article 155 may be invoked for the first time in Spanish history. Supporters of former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, as they chant, "Sharif is innocent." The former Prime Minister has been indicted on corruption charges stemming from information taken from the so-called Panama Papers. The country's anti-corruption court indicted the 67-year-old Sharif during a hearing Thursday in Islamabad. This is VOA News.